Hey, y'all, this is Trey Calloway, and you're listening to my great friend, Mr. Lee Williams.
We've been playing a lot and a lot of requests to hear him. Trey Calloway.
How are you, Mr. Lee? It's great to be here with you today.
No, it's great. And you've had quite a lot of success in Europe already. You know, we've been playing your music and others have as well.
Yes, sir, man. I'm so excited when I hear that sort of thing. You know, we're trying to get to go over there and play. You know, I want to go over there and play. I think that would be amazing. And it's going to happen. I know it's all in God's timing, but it'll happen. But that's great, man.
So where are you based? Are you based here?
Yes, sir. I live in Nashville, Tennessee. I've lived here for about 4 years now. I'm originally from North Carolina, a town called Lucia, but my mom is from a town called Cornelius, which is right near Charlotte. So I just tell people I'm from Charlotte when they don't know where I'm from.
It's easier. Yeah.
Yes, sir. And then I lived in Myrtle Beach for a while, and
okay.
I played down in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. That's where I kind of honed my skills as a musician before I moved to Nashville.
So what was your interest, or what got you into country music?
That's a great question. My dad was a Pentecostal evangelist, and for those that might not know, that's like a traveling preacher, and Pentecostal is a denomination of church. We were Church of God. And he would go and preach revivals, which are like multi-day things where he would preach every day at this church. And I would sing before he would preach his sermons. And so that got me into the music thing. I was probably 6 years old when I started singing. And I don't remember exactly the age. I think I was probably 13, 14 the first time. And I heard Garth Brooks, Much Too Young to Feel This Damn Old. And it was like over. It was all over but the crying. I was like, man, that's what I want to do. And I've been wearing a cowboy hat ever since. You know, I've been. And music was always I was athletic. I played baseball and football and a little bit of soccer and basketball, but music was always my first love. Hey, y'all, this is Trey Calloway, and you're listening to my great friend, Mr. Lee Williams.
Woke up on my couch again, bed still made, it ain't been slept in. I can't find my clothes or my keys. There ain't no truck parked in my drive, I guess I cabbed it home last night. Looks like my friends and I got on the whiskey. I must have had a good time last night, gotta clear the cobweb from my mind. Opened up his bloodshot, red eyes, and it felt like a jackhammer pounding my head. Where did this tattoo come from? I can't remember one thing I've done, but judging by the bar receipt I just found from last night, I must have had a good time. We went downtown to hear some blues, was just gonna have us a beer or two, and Tony ordered all of us a shot on me. It all went down a hill from there, those Jaeger bombs and a smoky air sure did a number on my memory. I must have had a good time last night, gotta clear the cobweb from my mind. Opened up his bloodshot, red eyes, and it felt like a jackhammer pounding my head. Where did this tattoo come from? I can't remember one thing I've done, but judging by the bomb receipt I just found from last night, yeah, we must have had a good time. I'm gonna have to find my phone, call my buddy for a ride. No, I don't remember, but this will remind me what I did last night. Must have had a good time last night, gotta clear the cobwebs from my mind. Opened up his bloodshot, red eyes, and it felt like a jackhammer pounding my head. Where did this tattoo come from? I can't remember one thing I've done, but judging by the bar receipt and the clothes I got and all the photos on my phone we took last night, must have had a good time.
Touring a lot?
I definitely am. We were just in Ohio. I did my first ever headlining show at the Dusty Armadillo, and man, we sold 400 tickets to that show. It was jam packed in there, and they had a rowdy time. I was down in South Carolina playing some shows this past weekend, and same thing. I mean, just jam packed. Every time we go out, it seems like the crowds just get bigger and bigger, and it's a great feeling, man. It really is, Lee.
And is your music getting into regional charts over here?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I have a lot of DJ friends like yourself that play my music, kind of, that really have seemed to believe in me and really love playing my stuff, and they always get really excited. We release singles. You know, we always single everything out, and when we get a new song, we'll send it to every DJ we can. And that is getting me, you know, some good radio play. As far as, like, hits on the Texas charts and stuff, I had a couple songs go to Texas radio, and they did good. Radio is hard to navigate, especially these days. So I know when I've got when I find the right person saying, hey, this is what we need to do, we'll do that. But I just have to keep on keeping on and hoping that the ball turns in my favor, I guess. The rock rolls down the right hill.
I mean, the one we did with you in the UK, that did exceedingly well for a first-time artist.
Thank you,
know?
Sir. Yeah. I appreciate you saying that.
So
man,
hopefully we get some more in the future.
Man, I'll send them all to you. Send them all to you, man. I've got a new album in the works. I'm producing an album with a fella named Phil O'Donnell. So Phil O'Donnell goes by Philbilly. His nickname is Philbilly. And he's had number one songs that he's written for Blake Shelton and George Strait and Montgomery Gentry and Craig Morgan. He produced every Craig Morgan hit there ever was. Been in his band. So he's become a really close friend of mine. Not just a producer, but I feel like I finally found that personal relationship of of artist and producer, because you need that. You really need that. You need that, you know, that Alan Reynolds to the Garth Brooks, and, you know, just I feel like I finally found that. So we're working on a really great project. I'm proud of every single song we've done. A lot of the songs I wrote, some of them are outside cuts that I didn't write. You know, been writing with Wade Kirby and Phil Billy and Anthony Smith, and I got one coming up with Lance Miller. I wrote a song the other day with Emily Shackleton, who wrote a bunch of Carly Pearce hits, and Phil Barton, who had some Lee Bryce hits, and things are just really rolling. I've never been so optimistic about the direction my career's going.
What's your current single?
Right now I've got a song out called Truck Around.
And we've already played it.
Yeah, man. So a cool story about Truck Around. This gig I played in Myrtle Beach this past weekend, they made me play that song 3 times. They would not. I mean, we'd be going down our set list, and, you know, those of who have been to a show of mine, I have a habit of kind of going off the set list sometimes. You know, because I grew up as an entertainer. I grew up saying, hey, what do you want to hear? What do you want to hear? And just doing requests all night. So that's been a retraining process for me to stick to a set list. And so we're going down the set list, and we'd already played Truck Around in the first set. We'd already played it. And by the time they got rowdy and got drinking and partying and having a good time, I mean, they made us play it like 2 times back-to-back. And by the third time we played it, they were all singing the chorus with us.
That's great.
You know, I mean, it's going good, man. Things going good. Cool. And the one and only Mr. Brandon Hood produced that stuff. He did my last album that we're putting out right now. Brandon's a great producer. He did a great job on that album and helped me bring these songs to life. He did a great job.
Trey, it's been great talking to you. I've got somebody else coming up.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it's been great meeting you finally.
Yes, sir.
We've
Absolutely.
Been talking.
Yes,
and
sir.
Let's keep that music coming, and let's, sure. let's try and do another promotion if it fits your budget.
That sounds like a plan to me. I've got a bunch of new singles coming your way. You just wait, Lee. You're in store for some good stuff, man. Hey, y'all, this is Trey Calloway, and you're listening to my great friend, Mr. Lee Williams.
Shoot a main game, a 8-ball pool. I can fly in bullseye from across the room. I can burn through a whole pack of Marlboro lights, and I can bend these strings till the morning light. Me and Jack D are thicker than thieves, and I can pay my rent with a poker machine. When they see me coming, yeah, then pour up my favorite round. No need for ID. Every bouncer, man, and bar. From New York to L.A. under a neon moon, the whiskey river flows, and it gets me high when my friends are in low places that respectable, high-class, sophisticated people don't dare to stray. I'm a member of the honky-tonk, honky-tonk, honky-tonk hall of fame. I'm the Rico Suave of the sawdust floor. I can give a girl a twirl and leave her waiting for more. I can throw these hands, I can whip some ass, and if you catch me outside, you might smell a little grass. I'm a member of the Honky Tonk Hall of Fame. I played every stage from New York to L.A. Under a neon moon, the whiskey river flows, and it gets me high when my friends are in low places that respectable, high-class, sophisticated people don't dare to stray. I'm a member of the Honky Tonk, Honky Tonk, Honky Tonk Hall of Fame. When I'm dead and gone, decorate my stone with a jar of pickled eggs and a blue neon. From New York to L.A. under a neon moon, the whiskey river flows, and it gets me high when my friends are in low places that respectable, high-class, sophisticated people don't dare to stray. I'm a member of the honky-tonk, honky-tonk, honky-tonk hall of fame. I'm a member of the honky-tonk, honky-tonk, honky-tonk hall of fame. You're chasing American flags.